Get ready, get comfy for the next Nonprofit Insider Podcast episode.
All right, and we are back. Welcome in, everyone. I am here with a mega guest, probably the most special guest that I might ever really have on the podcast. And we're going to see how this thing goes because you're going to be in for a really good 15 minutes. I want to be sure you get the chance to introduce yourself. Who are you, special guest?
Well, I am Ezra Danger Kareem. My dad's son. Yeah.
And he's here with me today. Listen, one of the things when I first came up with the idea of starting a podcast, I knew to a degree it would affect the people in my life, my girlfriend, my greater family, and I knew it was going to affect my son. And he's been such an instrumental part of coming up with this podcast in so many different ways. Obviously, you hear him at the beginning of pretty much every episode of the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. And so one of the things I said we're going to do is we're going to interview each other. And we're going to talk a little podcast stuff. We're going to talk a little bit of life stuff over the next 15 minutes or so. And I understand now, Ezra, you have questions you want to ask me, and I have questions I want to ask you. Who's starting first here?
Yeah.
All right, I'm starting first. And I have five, six questions here I'm going to ask you. They're not all nonprofit related. So let me start with this. What's one of your favorite things to do when you're not in school?
Well, my first one would probably be hanging out with you and my mom. That's probably my favorite thing to do.
Okay. Anything else? I know you like going to cliffs when you go to cliffs. That's pretty big.
Playing board games, playing video games. Games.
What's your favorite video game right now?
Oh, we just beat one yesterday.
Tell them the video game we beat yesterday.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
That was a really good game. So Nintendo Switch, the greater Mario and Luigi family, they need to give us a sponsorship for mentioning them on the podcast because that was a really good video game. You like that one.
Oh, it's my favorite Mario video game.
Definitely. We got a lot of people I know that listen to the podcast that have kids that listen to a lot of things out there that have kids that like playing video games. So if you're listening to this, Luigi's Mansion 3 is pretty good for the 10 and under crowd, which is really nice. All right, so recently, Ezra, you and I, we've been doing a lot of random YouTube videos, and one of the things we did was we looked at a video that would bring up every flag around the world, and we tried to identify as many flags as we could. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
Well, I like a lot of places. I want to go to plenty of places. Spain, Mexico, I want to go to Belize. I want to go to a lot of places.
All right, tell us, what is one of your favorite books or movies? One that you can recall maybe you've seen recently, or one of like a book or movie that really stands out to you that you enjoyed.
Oh, Sonic 1 and Sonic 2. I'm still in for Sonic 3. I really like the Sonic movies.
Those Sonic, they were actually pretty good. You saw both in the theater.
I think the first one, the second one, was better than the first one. The first one's original, but I still like the second one more.
You recently saw Despicable Me, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, and the Minecraft movie's coming out, I guess. And when is that again?
2025 or something.
Is that live action or is it cartoon style?
I think it's like live action.
Are we going to go see that?
Yes.
I think that's going to be a really good one, too. That's going to be really good. All right, let me ask you another question. Bless you.
Thank you.
Should we leave that in or edit it out? We're going to leave it. This is what happens when you're interviewing family. I'm joined, for those of you that kind of skipped ahead of here, I'm here with my son, Ezra Kareem. Well, listen, I have one more question for you, because this is a big one. You've been asking me for a pet lately.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, a pet. If you had a choice of a pet between a cat or a dog, what would you like? What would you prefer as a pet?
Both.
That's not an answer.
Now it is.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking you were going to say cat.
Yes, because I used to have a cat. Doesn't mean I love one more than the other.
Well, I didn't say you'd love one more than the other. I'm just
asking. They're both cute, and I want them both, and I love them.
Well, listen. Those are all of the questions I have for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick little break, everyone. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we're going to come back, and then Ezra has 6 questions he wants to ask me. I wanted to take the time to do a quick pause. This is going to be the only commercial break in the entire episode. And when you only have one commercial, that means you need to do me a favor. Look, it's hot. There's a lot going on. Hopefully you're having a good time with the friends, the family, having good cocktails, just chilling by the pool and staying cool. And as you're listening to the Nonprofit Insider Podcast, we know you're 48 episodes in. We need you to do me a favor. Go to Apple, go to Spotify, and leave a review. It's easy, and it's one of the best things. You can, of course, you're going to share this with your friends. You're going to like, you're going to subscribe. But leaving a review, that's like music to my ears. That's a gift. If you want to give me a birthday gift, leave a review. Go to Apple, go to Spy, leave a review, and let the people know how much you enjoy listening to the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. I think that's it for right now. Let's get back to the episode. All right, we're back with a very special guest in Ezra Kareem, my son. He's been instrumental and influential in so many aspects of creating a Nonprofit Insider Podcast. And he, just a second ago, answered a bunch of questions for me. And now, he's asking me some questions. So, Ezra, shoot. I'm ready.
Question 1. So, Dad, looking back on your podcast journey, what has been the most rewarding aspects of reaching 50 episodes?
What's been... Honestly, I would say just the accomplishment of doing it. When I first set up the idea of creating a podcast in the nonprofit space, I knew I could do it, but I wanted to make sure I really did it. You know, I didn't want to go in half hazardly, you know? I wanted to go in saying, hey, I have this desire, and I didn't want to start out the gate and then burn out really, really fast. So the fact that I've even made it to 50 episodes is truly an impressive feat, and I'm excited to have 50 more episodes.
Okay. That's a really long and good answer.
Well, thank you.
So, for my second episode, question.
For the second question.
Can you share a memorable or a favorite guest from the past episodes? Explain why it stands out.
Honestly, I've loved all the guests that I've had. So for me, having Emily Cronin and Victor Lopez, I had Jenny Mitchell. That was really cool. Danami Maurice Champion, Meredith Whitaker. I can't choose. That's like saying, like, if you had 5 kids, who's your favorite kid? I can't choose. But I want to say that the person who I really appreciate coming on the podcast was honestly Victor Lopez. He's, of course, the executive director of Learner's Chess. You've been to Learner's Chess. And so it was just a prime example of in the community that you're in, you connect with so many great people. And the fact that you had been going to this chess camp, a lot of other young boys, a lot of other young girls go to this chess camp. And he was willing to come onto the podcast. It was pretty instrumental. So definitely want to give him a big shout out. Knowing the fact that you're on this podcast, you don't really know all of the other guests, but you at least know Coach Victor. So that's the one I would say.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, for the third question, as you celebrate this milestone, what are your goals and visions for the next 50 episodes? Any exciting plans or guests we should look forward to?
Okay, the next 50 episodes. That's one. That seems like a lot. It's crazy to say after doing 50 episodes, Ezra, the idea of doing 50 more, I'm like, oh. So it feels like a daunting task, but definitely getting more guests. You have been encouraging me to do more videos. You say I need to put more stuff on YouTube. So one of my desires for the next 50 episodes is to put more videos up. Because you say you think videos is a good way to go. Right? So I gotta
get...
Yeah, so I gotta do more videos. It's just so little time. So I gotta do more videos. In terms of special guests, you know, honestly, I'm gonna tell you a secret. I used to work for the Red Cross, so you know that. I used to work for the American Red Cross. Mm-hmm. And one of my desires is I used to do kind of interviews with people in the Red Cross space. And my desire was always to get at the time, the national CEO, Gail McGovern, on the podcast. So my desire is in the next 50 episodes to get Gail McGovern to come on the podcast to be a guest. Now, she's not the leader of the Red Cross anymore. She's now the board chair, so it might be kind of tough to do. But I'd like to get Gail McGovern on the podcast and then get some other, like, top-rated. I'd like to get the CEO of AARP on the podcast. I have a lot of people with some national nonprofits I would love to have to come on the podcast. So that's my desire, but nothing concrete in the works yet in terms of guests. Just getting more is my goal.
Well, that's some interesting news.
For my fourth question, what are some unexpected discoveries or surprises you've encountered while hosting this podcast?
These are some good questions. We're going to talk about how we got some of these questions here a little bit later. But we had some help formulating these questions. ChatGPT. We got to be honest, right? We were helping each other. Honestly, you know what I would say is one of the most surprising parts of the podcast is how difficult it is to get guests. I'm always surprised with a lot of other podcasts that have a constant stream of guests. And I have a network and I know a lot of people, but I reach out to people to be guests on the show. And it's not anyone's fault, but sometimes people will say, I can't be a guest right now because I've got a lot going on, busy. I can't be a guest because maybe I've got health things. I've talked to a lot of people and they say, oh, I'm doing surgeries and things like that. So I need more time. I've had a lot of people that I've reached out to that don't reach back out. Like I'll send emails or I'll send outreaches on LinkedIn and I just never hear from the person. So it's, and then they're just scheduling, right? When you're trying to schedule someone to meet at the same time, to get on the call, to do an interview, it's actually surprising how it's not as easy as I would think to have people be a guest on the show. That's been the most surprising thing, Ezra.
Well, any discoveries at all?
I think that's, I mean, it's one and the same. The discovery is also a surprise. Like, I thought it would be a little bit easier to get people, but I've discovered it's not quite as easy, and you have to plan weeks and weeks, or if not months in advance.
Well. Well, there you have it. Well, for my next question, I'd like to ask, what guest has inspired you the most, and how did their story or message impact you personally?
I would say, honestly, the Nami Maurice Champion, he had a really good interview. That was interview number 47. He came on. His was very inspiring. He gets some really good insights into how to do better storytelling in the nonprofit space and why it's important. So if you haven't had a chance, go back, listen to episode 47 with the Nami Maurice Champion. Again, it's like choosing who's your favorite kid. You can't say I love one more than the other. I love all my guests. But when thinking about that question, his was definitely something that was inspiring. And I learned a lot of new things. He really refreshed my mind when it comes to storytelling in the nonprofit space.
Well, interesting. For my next...
How many more questions do you have?
One. Oh, no,
this
wait.
This is the last
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
one. Okay. I'm ready.
What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about starting their own podcast based on your experiences over these 50 episodes?
I had a friend, shout out to Brandon Barella. Brandon, he was a good, he remembers you back when you were a baby. He used to call you Baby Danger when you were young. We used to work at the Red Cross together. So shout out to you, Brandon. He told me one time that, like, I think it was like 90% of all podcasts that are in existence have 8 episodes or less. Like a really wild number that most podcasts, most people that come up with a podcast idea, they create the podcast and they maybe drop an episode or drop 2, but they don't have a framework to continuously do it. So my advice would be very simple. Start early and do a lot more planning. If you wake up one day and you say, hey, I want to create a podcast, don't wake up and then create the podcast the next week or even the next month. I mean, for this podcast, I planned 7 months out. And even then, I had a podcast before. I don't know if you knew that, Ezra, but I had a podcast called 20-something Roast. It was a podcast that gave career advice to 20-somethings. And I ended up doing that for a little bit. And that was how I learned a lot of aspects of creating a better product for people. So start early. My first episode dropped, what was it, March 2023? Yeah, I think it was March 2023 on my birthday, funny enough. But I had planned to create the podcast. I think I started it in August of 2022. So I came up with the format, the topics, how I wanted to have key signature things like the nonprofit horror story, coming up with all of those things along the way so that I had a really good product that people really enjoyed listening to, and I hope that continues. So if you're starting a podcast, start early, plan, seek advice, and know what you're talking about. Be sure that you have a depth of understanding that, hey, if I'm going to talk about cars or plants, if I'm going to talk about photography, whatever you're talking about, think about the fact that, hey, if I talked about this for 50 episodes or 100 episodes, could I actually do it? That would be my advice.
Well, with that being said, I guess I'm out of questions.
Well, this is a lot of fun. How do you feel?
You forgot the one we never did. I never answered.
I asked you the question of what's your funniest thing that's ever happened to you. That's a tough question, though. How about this? What's one of the funniest things that's happened to you over the last, say, couple of months? At school? Anything like that?
The time that we were playing the video game, Luigi's Mansion. Mm-hmm. When I mean we, I mean me. And I should have died. But I didn't. I had 4 HP left.
Health points, HP? That stands for health points, HP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny.
Listen, I like it. I like that. That it was funny in the moment for you. It's funny now. And being here on Nonprofit Inside Podcast, we're so glad to have you as a guest. A round of applause. Good little clap. I like that. Would you be interested in coming back for episode 100, Ezra?
Yeah, why not?
If I make it to episode 100, guess who is going to be our special guest? Ezra Kareem.
Try to remember that.
All right, so now I'm incentivized to do 50 more episodes. You heard it here. It is the summer. Hopefully you're having a good summer, spending time with the family, and the summer is what it's all about before people go back to school and work and blah, blah, blah. Just enjoy yourself. Get out there. Life can be so hard sometimes, but you got to enjoy the moments where you can. So thank you, Ezra, for joining the podcast. We'll see you in 50 episodes. Take care, everyone.
Bye. Now that you've finished this episode, go make sure to listen to the next one. That's every other Wednesday on Apple Podcast or Spotify. See you in the next one. Hope you enjoyed.